It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Hey, welcome back to the Swamp Swami Sports audio podcast. Today, the Houston Texans hire a brand new babysitter. As the Cincinnati Bengals look forward to playing in their first Super Bowl game since 1988 this coming Sunday, the NFL franchise in Houston, Texas has been pondering its next football coach. The Houston Texans are just completing their 20th season in the NFL. Houston, the Texans, and before them, the Love You Blue Oilers, have never played in a single Super Bowl game. That elite group of teams also includes the Detroit Lions, Cleveland Browns, and Jacksonville Jaguars. Alas, that isn't an elite list which any NFL team should actually want to be known for. 2 years ago in the 2019 NFL season, the Cincinnati Bengals finished the regular season with a league-worst 2-14 record. The team's young head coach, then 36-year-old Zach Taylor, had just completed his first year with Cincinnati, and many worried that the team's issues were simply too big for this man to handle. That same year, the Houston Texans had just completed a 10-6 regular season and lost in the AFC divisional round of the playoffs to the Kansas City Chiefs, 51-31. But over the last 2 years, these franchises have passed themselves like two elevators going in different directions. The Bengals improved slightly the next year to 4-11-1 in 2020, and then they blossomed this year into a 10-6 regular season, and they have reeled off three straight playoff wins to capture the AFC title. They're going to play in this Sunday Super Bowl, hooday Bengals, against the NFC champion Los Angeles Rams. Meanwhile, the Houston Texans have literally imploded with back-to-back losing seasons. They posted a 4-12 record in 2020 and then a 4-13 record in 2021's first year of the NFL's new 17-game regular season. After the team's playoff loss to Kansas City just 2 years ago, Texans former head coach and general manager Bill O'Brien shocked the NFL world by inexplicably dealing one of the AFC's premier receivers in DeAndre Hopkins to the Arizona Cardinals in exchange for a running back whose best playing days were likely behind him in David Johnson. Bill O'Brien's questionable personnel decisions after being handed the GM duties in Houston would eventually become his downfall. When the team started the 2020 season 0-4, Bill O'Brien was fired. Since that time, things have only become worse for the Houston Texans. Longtime defensive coordinator Romeo Crennel, who was age 72 at the time, was promoted to become the team's head coach for the remainder of the 2020 season. Though he guided the team to a 4-8 finish during his short stint with the team, Crennel was not made the team's permanent head coach. However, he was named as the Texans, you'll love this, quote, senior advisor for football performance.
Excellent.
Translated, he was being paid to stick around for another year, just in case. So after the season, Texans' longtime all-pro defensive end J.J. Watt refused to sign a brand new contract with the team, and he left. He joined former teammate DeAndre Hopkins with the Arizona Cardinals. Turned out to be a wise choice, as the Cardinals made it into the NFC playoffs this year, while the Texans, well, they went 4-13. Meanwhile, back in Houston, the team named 65-year-old career NFL and college football assistant coach David Culley to become the Texans' top man for last year. Culley had worked at 15 different assistant coaching positions in college and pro during a 40-plus year coaching career before being named a head coach for the very first time with the Houston Texans last year. And as you can expect, the Houston Texans finished 2021 with another 4-win season. Despite the team's poor on-field record, the undermanned Texans competed pretty well and kept most of their games close last year. Many expected David Culley to receive another season and try to turn things around, but he was fired recently after just 1 year as the Houston Texans head coach. David Culley was certainly not the biggest problem for the Houston Texans this year. The team's all-pro quarterback, Deshaun Watson, was kept off the field for the entire 2021 season after he was involved in several lawsuits. A number of local women have alleged sexual misconduct by Watson after they were hired to provide him with physical therapy and, quote, massages. Those court cases are still lingering, but the Texans continued to pay Deshaun Watson his entire salary, $35 million this year, though he never played one down for the Texans in 2021. With back-to-back 4-12 and 4-13 football seasons, the Houston Texans are in need of a miracle worker. Yet Monday afternoon's headlines now indicate that the team has saddled up another old warhorse to lead the charges for the Houston Texans next year. 63-year-old Lovie Smith has become the new head football coach for the Houston Texans. Lovie Lee Smith is best known for his longtime job coaching the Chicago Bears from 2004 to 2012. He led the team into one Super Bowl game, losing to Peyton Manning's Indianapolis Colts to end the 2006 season. He would later become the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2014. He was fired by those same Buccaneers 2 years later after his teams posted an overall record of just 8-24. Lovie Smith's most recent head coaching tenure was with college football's Illinois Fighting Illini. The gig ended after 5 years in 2020 after Lovie Smith's football teams posted a 17-39 record for the Big Ten school. Since being fired from his college coaching job in 2020, Lovie Smith decided to join the staff of, wait for it, the Houston Texans in 2021 and was the team's defensive coordinator last year. For what it's worth, the Houston Texans ranked 31st out of 32 NFL teams in total defense last year. In making the hiring announcement late Monday, Texans general manager Nick Caserio said, quote, "We had numerous discussions with countless coaches, executives, and players, and what revealed itself is that Lovie has both the leadership and people skills it takes to lead us forward. We both understand how much work it is in front of us, but we embrace the responsibility and look forward to continuing to build a program that can have success."
Sell, sell, sell!
Let's return briefly to those Cincinnati Bengals for just a moment. After the Bengals hired young Zach Taylor to become their new head football coach, the team's executive management also has drafted wisely, too. The Bengals selected quarterback Joe Burrow from LSU with their number one overall pick in the 2020 NFL Draft. And in addition to Burrow, the Bengals have added several other talented offensive players for Joe Burrow to utilize so that the team's offense can keep the Bengals close in nearly every football game. In other words, the Cincinnati Bengals have executed a purposeful strategy to build a top-rated offense around their young quarterback. 2 years later, both the coach and the quarterback are now heading into this week's Super Bowl game.
Yes!
Meanwhile, down in Houston, the franchise has not been able to recover from the damage which former head coach and general manager Bill O'Brien inflicted to this team. And, of course, the Texans certainly didn't know that their star quarterback, Deshaun Watson, was going to get himself into so much legal trouble off the field either. In 2021, the Houston Texans ranked a woeful number 30 in team offense and number 31 in team defense out of the 32 teams in the league. This team needs a total rebuild to become competitive once again. However, the Houston Texans today have apparently decided to hire yet another line of their recent caretaker head football coaches to help run this team. It's not like Lovie Smith was the team's only choice for the head football job. The team interviewed a number of younger and less experienced football hands before settling on Lovie Smith. According to the Texans' own website, the interviewed candidates for the job included Brian Flores, age 41. Yeah, he was recently fired as the head coach for the Miami Dolphins. Joe Lombardi, age 50, Los Angeles Chargers offensive coordinator. He didn't get this job. Hines Ward, age 45. Yes, that Hines Ward, the ex-Pittsburgh Steelers great, who has been the receivers coach at Florida Atlantic University. Jonathan Gannon, age 39. He's the defensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles, but he didn't get the job. Josh McCown, age 42. He's a longtime backup NFL quarterback with no pro coaching experience. And Kevin O'Connell, age 36. He's the Los Angeles Rams offensive coordinator, but he's kind of busy this week at the Super Bowl.
Woo!
Instead of taking a chance and hiring a young coach to rebuild their football team, the Houston Texans have settled for an experienced NFL head coach whose recent track record does not indicate that he is likely to turn around this sinking ship. Lovie Smith may be a very fine person on and off the field, but his recent track record as a head coach does not demonstrate that he is the right man to lead a successful makeover for this football team. Is it possible that the ownership and executive management of the Houston Texans believes that this club still has enough football talent, but just needs a stable, experienced hand to help steady the ship? Well, if so, Lovie Smith will do you a fine job. if the Texans' upper management actually believes that this team's talent level is on par with other NFL franchises, they are obviously not watching the same team that 6 million Houstonians are being forced to watch every Sunday afternoon in the fall. The Houston Texans are owned by the McNair family. The team's founder, Bob McNair, passed away in 2018, but his wife, Janice, and his son, Cal, have been calling the shots ever since. After Bob McNair's son, Cal, was elevated to become the team's CEO in January 2019, the on-field fortunes for the Houston Texans have been sinking. Sadly, the only people in Houston who apparently don't seem to be very concerned about this declining football team are the team's owners. Fans of in-state rival Dallas Cowboys will nod their heads in sympathy with that statement, as poor business decisions being made by a team's owner's family, like in their case, the family of Jerry Jones, often backfire. And remember, Dallas hasn't appeared in a Super Bowl since 1995. But as long as the other members of the "we haven't been to a single Super Bowl yet" quartet, like the Detroit Lions, Cleveland Browns, Jacksonville Jaguars, fail to make it to a Super Bowl too, it would appear that the executive suite of the Houston Texans organization seems to be quite satisfied with their niche, remaining near the bottom of the NFL for several years to come. Until and unless season ticket sales take a dive in the city of Houston, the Texans' ownership seems to be quite willing to give the city's pro football fans more of the same mediocrity. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.